Where, I ask, is the morality in attempting to force other people to take food off their own table and hand over their money to pay for something you want? KCBD-TV in Lubbock reported a story we see time and again. In the latest story, one Megan Zant was once in Plano and took her son to a water feature called a splash pad that Plano taxpayers built in one of their parks. She thinks her free use of such was so great that she wants to force folks who are poor, on fixed income, struggling to put kids through college, etc., to pay for the same things in her town. Probably unaware that Lubbock voters specifically turned down a splash pad project in a bond election a few years ago, Ms. Zant went to city council with all her civic zeal with a presentation arguing that everyone else should have to give up some more of their resources they use for their families to pay for building and operating splash pads. Lubbock already forces taxpayers to operate several swimming pools, and Councilman Griffith pointed out the city has a tough time taking care of those. But you see, we live in a society where people think others owe them some certain quality of life. Even something as trivial as splash pads, which according to her proposal would cost just under $1 million just to build. Has Megan's aunt heard of a hose and sprinkler for her kid and others? Nope, she saw something she likes and wants others, many of whom struggle to even remain in their homes due to high property taxes, to build such for her. Sadly, many in our population think the same way, and it's immoral. If you want it, you pay for it. If it's more than you can do, then privately raise the money, as Lubbock Councilwoman Karen Gibson rightly suggested to Ms. Zant. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.